are listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
When your steps are ordered by the Lord, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Which means you will make mistakes, but the enemy won't totally demolish and destroy you. For the Lord, look at this, upholds him with his hands. In other words, when your steps are ordered by the Lord, even if you fall, he's the one lifting you up. And he won't allow the enemy to get an advantage over you to where you keep stumbling. He will lift you up and set you right.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Order My Steps. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalms 119, verses 129 through 136.
Before evil comes, before life snatch you, before a man grabs you, before a woman turns you out, before you start smoking ganja, before you get an attitude with your parents, remember now your Creator. And if you didn't remember him, he's a God of restoration. Virtues come with order. And any time a virtue is established in your house, you're going to see more in your heart. Now your house, you're going to see more peace abide in you. But what gets the virtue? It's the order that establishes virtue. From the virtue, you'll see fruit or peace abide in you. A lot of chaos would just leave you if you would just clean up. In other words, throw out some stuff that you're not using. Order your garage and your that drawer that you have. Come on, Merton, you got a drawer. Get the junk out of it. Order your time. Learn Google Docs. And start ordering your time so you stop wasting time. You'll find that you have time to do some good things. I believe that order nurtures not only... It makes room for peace, but it nurtures your expressions. It nurtures your expressions. What do you mean by nurturing my expressions? In other words, when you could just burst out, when you got order in your life, you'll contemplate what you say. Just take a chill pill for 3 seconds before you blurt it. And it will nurture how you release it to people. I hear a lot of people, well, I told them the truth. But what does that mean, you told them the truth? Was the timing right? Did you have anything to do with discretion? What about tact? Don't you want what you say to be effective? The older we get, that's how we should be, right? So you want to nurture your expression, even your attitude. If a waiter walked up to you and say, you know, you ordered some coffee, and you say, but I want tea right now. But you order coffee. You want the wait, what would you say to that? If you're serving, they're supposed to be serving you. And they threw their hand on, well, make up your mind. Now, many of you couldn't take that, but you dish it out. You dish it out yourself. Thank God that we don't have to be subservient as a race, most of us who are African-American anymore. Because many of us will get hurt bad. Yes. And we have no legacy. We don't even remember what our forefathers went through. I was at the Denny's on 192 years ago, and it was midnight, man, coming out of a New Year's service. And these kids were running the waitress. I mean, they were running. They were teenagers, I would say 17, and they were talking to her like she was a child. She had to be in her upper 40s or 50s. They were teenagers, which told me they had no home training. And it really grieved me because the lady, you know, her shoes were, I could tell she was tired. She worked all day and she was nervous. They were using the B word, not at her, but that, I don't know what she's doing. It's going off. No kind of training at all. No, that's why God sent you here for me to talk to you. I walked over to that. I was so grieved. I walked over to the table. How you all doing? They said, hey, how you doing, sir? It gave me a lot of respect. I said, you know, years ago, none of you all could be in this restaurant, Denny's on 192. This is West Melbourne. When I started the church, I went up to a door. They said, get out of here, N-word. I was like, I had a member of our church. He was like, well, we need to give them the Lord. And I said, man, you heard that man say, get out of this yard. He said, we need to show love. Then you could hear the dog barking. So he brought the dog to the door, and it was a pit bull. I said, man, it's time to go. He said, you know, Bishop, but they need the love of Jesus. I said, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. We'll fight another day, but I don't need no dog bites. And this is before I had my peace. You understand? Now I got some power with it. So my point is that you don't even, I said, you all don't even know where you are. I said, you never ever say anything to a waitress or a waiter and they got to go behind a door to fix your food. You run in your mouth, but you can't tell if those suds in that Coke are really Coke. Or what's in that soup? You see bubbles? Everybody got quiet. Whoa. I said, I'm going to show you something. I pulled out a $25 bill, and when the lady came back, I said, tip her. It means to ensure proper service. Don't be mean to her, because you don't know what you're ingesting. For all of you mean folk, you need to nurture your expressions, especially when people are serving you. Thank you, Lord. Are we here?
Yes.
Glory to God. Virtue begets virtue. You will see other virtues grow when you order your life. I can talk about fruit of the Spirit always, but unless you order your life, put some things under subjection, the fruit will be frustrated as it tries to grow. Soon as order comes, bam. Bam. You got a kink in your hose at home, you can be having all pressure all day, but until you get the kink out, you won't see a flow. The order for the hose is to have get all kinks out. And you'll see it flow. You see the resources come, or the water flow. Psalm 37, verse 23. It should be on the screen in a moment. Psalm 37, verse 23. We're talking about order. David said in Psalm 119, 133, order my steps in your word. But in the 37th Psalm, he says, the steps of a good man, which implies the heart to have him to order your steps must come from a good place, not just to get something. But the steps of a good man, look at this, are ordered by the Lord. If you got the right nature, he's going to start directing you anyway. And he delights in God's ways. He delights in his ways. Though he fall, look at the promise that comes. When your steps are ordered by the Lord, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Which means you will make mistakes, but the enemy won't totally demolish and destroy you. For the Lord, look at this, upholds him with his hands. In other words, when your steps are ordered by the Lord, even if you fall, he's the one lifting you up. And he won't allow the enemy to get an advantage over you to where you keep stumbling. He will lift you up and set you right. And even now, some of us are leaning in the wrong direction, and God is lifting you and correcting you. Even now, because you're a good person, but you fail. That's why mercy is so important. That's why we can't kill sons and daughters. That's people who fall in the midst of us. Just like you don't kill your own children when they make mistakes. Why would you get church hurt when you let them pass? they lie, they do stuff too, right? And you still give them grace. You can be tolerant with church people that are the sons and the daughters of God. Look at verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I like verse 25. I've been young. I was 20, 21, 22, 23. Now I'm old. I got gray. All my hair fell out. And I used to have thick hair. I used to have thick hair. I used to be 18. I used to have thick hair. Thick. I mean, real African. Real African hair. No, it didn't look like a woman's hair. It wasn't, oh, you know, nobody was telling me, ooh, that's, ooh, you got, ooh, I like, no. Real African. The kind that curls, the kind that curls, the kind that you need to pick to get it out. I was young, but now I'm old. I seen some things in my life, but this one thing David said, I've never seen. I've never seen the ones that steps are ordered by the Lord. I've never seen them forsaken. That means the chips may fall, stuff comes against them, but somehow, some way, God gets them to pass through. Woo, Jesus. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. They've been out there on a tightrope. Trying to adult their lives. But God is always there to catch them. If they fall, he's always upholding them. I've seen it over and over again. Where the righteous make mistakes, but they are not utterly cast down. David said, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, not even their children begging. Tell me who I am. Can you help me with food? I've never seen the forsaking of the seed, or that their seed has to beg for bread. You will not find this kind of insurance policy nowhere around the world. If you walk with God, even if you die, he's going to take care of your kids. If something happens to you and you can't speak, your voice will echo in their ears. Because he's obligated to make sure that your seed won't beg bread. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Bishop, you don't know what's going on with mine. Be quiet. Stop talking yourself out of the blessing. We walk by faith and not by sight. I don't care what it looks like. They will not beg. I know there's a song years ago came out, I'm not too proud to beg. But let me tell you something about God's children. You don't have to beg when you flow with God. It'll start coming to you. You have to say, not this one and not that. But I take this here because God will allow everything to be attracted to the anointing. Oh my God. You don't have to beg when you follow Jesus. Not even your children. Not even the descendants will beg for bread. Start confessing that as your feet are ordered by the word. Write it down. God wants you to progress through action. Steps means there are actions. Actions are being taken. Order my steps. Order my steps, which are actions in your word. Progress is always created through action, not inaction. Procrastination, you'll never see progress. But progress is created by our actions. Order my steps or bless my actions so I can progress. Improvement comes by taking action. That's why we have to have true assessments of what's going on. Some people can't handle corrective criticism. It's not damnation when you have a friend. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. When somebody close to you points out some things in your life, you should be able to take it better. Because true friends today, all they do is just click like on your stuff. But real friends say, you know what, that was a saucy attitude. Or maybe you want to do something a little different with your face. Because you like saying, you know, I'm with you, but you like frowning. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. That don't look like you're with me. And I can read body language. If you're talking to me and I do this, what does my body language say? I may not listen. I'm closed off. What if I do like this? I may be open, right? What if I turn away from you while you're talking to me? What am I saying? If you're over here, and what if I turn towards you? What am I saying? I'm engaged. What if I'm preaching and you looking at your cell phone? You Googling. What are you saying to me? Yeah, I don't care what you said. And see, I had LASIK surgery. I used to wear glasses for long different. But I had LASIK surgery. I couldn't tell what people looked like until I had LASIK surgery. I was shocked. How many people fall asleep on me? You're embarrassing me. You hurt my feelings. I can see out now. I can see the back row. I was shocked. You were faded before I had LASIK. Now I see clearly. I can see clearly. All obstacles were in my way. I'm trying to do it right, y'all. Listen to me. Progress is created through or by action. Improvement. Improvement is fundamental if you're going to be successful in life. You got to improve. The reason why you graduate from one level to the next in school is because the improvement and the measuring stick matched each other. When you first started, you didn't know geometry. But at the end of the semester, you learned a little bit more about geometry. So we can give you a thumbs up now and we can take you to the next level. So improvement is fundamental to reaching your goals. And you don't reach your goals unless you take action. We need to take action. No matter how talented you are, still practice. Take action. No matter how knowledgeable you are, stay in the Word. Take action. Now, no matter how great your family or your marriage is, don't just put it on the shelf and let it mold. Take action. No matter how talented your children are, teach them structure. If they can rap, still make them go to school. They need structure. Don't bless them with $100 bills, little girls, and you don't have any way of measuring what they're spending it on. Don't let them put on lipstick too early. Bishop, you stay out of my business. Listen. Listen. Let them stay little girls as long as you can. If you awaken, you may protect them while they're little. Don't show little young boys too much of you if you're single mothers coming out the shower. Cover yourselves. Let them know that they don't walk in rooms unless they knock. Don't laugh at them looking under skirts. You correct it. Well, what does this have to do with life? It has everything to do with it. They don't have teachers. They need you to teach them. Then bring them to me. To put it simple, without action, nothing is possible. But all things are possible because God is a God of action. Did you all catch that? Without action, nothing is possible. But with God, all things are possible because God takes action. He's progressive. Psalm 40, verse 2. He lifted me out of a slime, a horrible pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my foot on a rock, implying that he was guiding my steps. He set my foot on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. This is a powerful passage under the umbrella of order. For some of us to be ordered by the Lord, he had to lift us up. And he's still doing it, lifting you up out of a horrible pit, a slimy pit. You know what that pit is. But he picked you up, coming out of the mud. You still got residue from him lifting all on your shoes. Don't start dancing yet. He got to clean you up. He picked me up out of a slimy pit, out of a mud, the mud and the mire. That means I'm in it. I'm trying to get out, but I'm sinking in it. He rescued me. Then he set my feet on a rock. The rock is the word or Christ himself. So he didn't put you on any platform. He's not trying to get you to get on stage somewhere. The rock here is not a platform. It is a person. He set my foot on the rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Glory to God. My foot on sure footing. I'm able to stand. He placed me in an even place. If he set you on a place that has a slanted platform, you may slide back into the mud, but he balanced out the platform so you can balance out your life. The rock is not a rock as you would see. It is a stationary, sure foundation. Glory to God. Notice what happens when your feet are right. Verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth. Nobody has to make you come into worship, man. When God puts your feet on a firm foundation, when your feet are ordered by the Lord, it will be natural for you to lift up holy hands. You don't get distracted. Man, he put a new song in my mouth. What? What kind of song? A hymn of praise before our God or a song of deliverance? I don't understand how I came over, but he brought me through. And there's a gratitude that comes with your song. You're not singing God with God, singing in the praise team or singing around looking at people. No, you're singing in the midst of this congregation with your hands in the air, and you're lost in praise. And if you lose yourself in praise, you will find yourself in worship. Get lost in it, man. Get lost in it. Get lost. Stop being cute. Get lost in it. When he puts you up, when he pulls you out, when he sets your feet on a solid ground, a new song comes to your mouth. Glory to God. Next Sunday, you better get in here and praise. You better be praising him for his goodness and for his mercy and all that he's done for you. You better praise him for picking you up and turning you around. You give him glory for him rescuing you and your children and your second generation. You give him praise for all that he's doing around the world. You give him praise for what he's doing in your family tree. Thank him for going retrograde and giving grace. Thank you, God, for saving everybody. You give him praise for your ministry. You give him praise for the word that's coming to your ears. You give him praise for toilet tissue and Q-tips. Give him praise for AC. Give him praise for the oil that's flowing from your beard. Give him praise for all that he's doing in your life. Get out of your attitude. Get out of yourself and start shaking your hair and giving God the praise. Why? Because he's worthy of all praise. You don't have to go to Jake's church to praise him or George Myers to praise him. You can praise him at Truth Revealed. You can praise him right where you are and God will get the glory. You don't have to go to Atlanta to preach. You don't have to go to New York to pray. Praise him in the Bay. Praise him in Melbourne. Praise him right where you are. breath, praise the Lord.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Order My Steps, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2401-2111. That's reference number 2401-2111.
The Career and College Prep Ministry, in partnership with Team Success STEM Academy, will facilitate preparation for Innovation Games, a STEM competition composed of coding challenges, drone racing, underwater robotics, and much more for students in 4th through 12th grades attending a Brevard County public, charter, or private school. This hands-on project will occur monthly beginning Saturday, February 10th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Career and College Prep will also provide the Scholastic Success Seminars ACT and SAT Math Preparation Study monthly from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. starting February 24th. Parents, head to the Truth Reveal website or the mobile app to register your children today. Email career.college@truthreveal.org for more information. If you are ready to inspire others to worship God and usher in the presence of God through movement, then the Sacred Dance Ministry is for you. Email sacreddance@truthreveal.org for more information. Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina on Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary as we dive deeper into conquering spiritual battles with our new book study, The Bondage Breaker by Neil T. Anderson.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.